Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi. Beya Yates, we begin two lines from the top of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan. Kli Shenitma, Me'erev Yamtev, Ein Matpilin Oysir Ben Hashmashos. Just as we learned yesterday. You're not meant to be Tovel a Kli on Yamtev for various reasons. Likewise, you're not meant to be Tovel it during Ben Hashmashos, going into Yamtev, although it's a Zman of Suffolk, uncertainty whether it's considered weekday or Yamtev. Apparently, we don't consider it to be a Suffolk Durabonon Lekula. Ben Hashmashos is a recurring event. It's undefinable. In fact, some explain that if you're going to go Lekula, you're going to have a contradiction in terms. Why? On the way into Yom Tov, you'll say, oh, let's assume it's still Erev Yom Tov, so Ben Hashmashos will be treated like a weekday, like the previous day, like Yom. But then come Ben Hashmashos at the end, at the other side of the Yom Tov, on Matzah Yom Tov, if you want to go Lekula there, you're going to say, well, it's already nighttime, it's already Laila. It's a contradiction in terms. On the one hand, you're going to say Ben Hashmashos is Yom, then you'll say it's Laila. In any case, we don't go Lekula when it comes to Ben Hashmashos. It's an inherent suffix, and we say that we go Lechomer, even regarding Yisurei Derabbanan, such as being Tovel Akli. So a Kli which became Tami Erev Yom Tov, where you had the opportunity to do it Yom Tov. In any case, there's no heter. In any case, there's no heter for a Kli that was Nitma on Erev Yom Tov, as opposed to a Kli which was Nitma on Yom Tov. We learned yesterday that you can be Tevel on Yom Tov, but a Kli Nitma on Erev Yom Tov doesn't have that heter, and you can't be Tevel it on Yom Tov, or even during Ben Hashmashos leading into Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af b'chol, ein matbil noiseh. Listen to this chiddush. You observe somebody approaching the mikvah with a kli during the weekdays. No issue of Yom Tov here. Don't let him do it. Go over and explain to him that he should be mindful of the halachos. What are the halachos of tefilas kelim? So we know that you're tovelet. Then you have to wait for head of shemesh, nightfall. And only then, after that second stage has been accomplished, you can use it for Terumah. So if you observe somebody being Tovel, Ben Hashmashos, you have to be concerned that perhaps he's about to use it at night. Now, if Ben Hashmashos is already night, you have to be Choshish for that possibility. So then, sure, he's being Tovel, but he's not going to have nightfall. It's already past nightfall. He's going to have to wait until the following evening, the next night, to have Herav Shemesh. So you have to explain that to him. Af b'choil eid matbil in oisai. If you notice somebody being tovel akli ben hashmashos, walk over to him and explain it to him. B'pnei shetzorach Herav Shemesh, because the proper procedure is tefillah and then Herav Shemesh. In this case, he might have to wait for the next night. So you have to go over and clarify this to him. That's a Shimon Shazuri's shita. Apparently, Tanakama is not concerned about that. Tanakama loy boy Herav Shemesh. Tanakama is not concerned about Herav Shemesh. Why does he allow you to let this person be Tovel without going over and informing him of the halachas? What's the point of the machlokes between Tanakama, who allows, and Shimon Shazuri, who is concerned? Amar Rav Ashkechi Sinu l'Rabbanon de Beirav. I met the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash. The Yasi v'Ka'amri, they were sitting and explaining the Machlokes as follows. We're speaking about a case where you notice this person running to the mikvah, Ben Hashmashos. Machshavta, his intent, his plan, is Nikeres M'teich Masav, Kumifliki. We're speaking about that where his intent, his Machshava, is being demonstrated by way of his actions. You see him running to the mikvah, Kumifliki, that's the point of the Machlokes. Echidami, for instance, Kigoy Denokat Bona B'yadi, he's holding the Kli, right, and he's running Ba'azal Ben Hashmashos Lad Buli. He's running to the mikvah Ben Hashmashos. There are two ways to interpret this rush. Mar Savar. Tanakama says, look, he's running. There must be a reason for it. He understands that he has to hurry up and get the tefillah done before Ben Hashmashos. Haideka Roit Ba'azal. The reason why he's running, Meidi Yada, he knows. He's fully aware of the fact, the boy Erev Shemesh, that that he has to get the tefillah in before nightfall so that he has tefillah and then Erev Shemesh in that order. There's no reason to be concerned. If he'll miss the deadline, he'll know he has to wait till next night. He thinks he'll try to get it before nightfall. So in any case, you don't have to tell him anything. He's fully aware. He's running. It's pretty clear that he understands what he's doing. Umar Sover, whereas Rav Shimon says no. Not necessarily. Perhaps he's running. Machmas Malachto Karoit. He's running because he's in a rush to get back to work. Nothing to do with the halachas. So you have to be concerned that perhaps he won't realize that it might be too late for Tevila now and Erev Shemesh. So go tell him, look, if it's been a Shemashes, you can be Tevila, but wait till tomorrow night for Erev Shemesh. So that's the pshat presented by the Talmidim. We're speaking that he's running. The question is how to interpret that rush. Tanakama is not concerned. Rav Shimon is still concerned. Vamina luhu ano. This is Rava speaking. I responded to them with disagreement. When his intent and plan is nikar, is visible by way of his action, all agree that there's no concern. If you see him running, if you see an ordinary person in a rush to the mikvah, ben Hashmasha's time, apparently he understands that he's meant to get it in before the end of the day, and otherwise he'll realize that he has to wait until the next following evening for Erev Shemesh. So there wouldn't be any concern there. Keep pligi, when then is there a discussion here? Whether or not we're concerned? Speaking about a unique case. Kigoin ditami bepachas mikadasha. So you know that this fellow who's running to the mikvah with his kli happened to have another episode in his repertoire. What happened was, last time, his kli became tami by touching a sheretz, very small in size, less than a dasha, less than a lentil size piece of a sheretz. We know that a sheretz is only metame if it has a shear of a lentil. This fellow's kli touched less than that shear. It's not really tame. V'asa l'kamei d'rabban l'shiuli. What happened was, he came over to the chacham, he went over to the rav to ask him a shaila, b'pachas mikadosh e tame eloi, whether or not his kli becomes tame when it touches that small sized tumah. Apparently he's not so well versed in the halachas. That happened last time. And now again you see him getting involved with a kli which is tummy, running to the mikvah ben hashmashas time. Mar Savar, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, look, the fact is he doesn't seem to be too proficient, too much of an expert in the halachas. He doesn't know a clear halacha, that only in adoshas metame. Why did he come to ask the shaila last time? Mar Sava Rav Shimon holds midahol loygomer, the fact that he didn't know the first halacha, Erev Shemesh nami loygomer, perhaps he's not aware of the second halacha, Erev Shemesh. So you see him running to the mikvah, ben Hashmash's time, make sure to clarify things for him. Mar Sava Ratanakama holds, Hahu de loygomer, perhaps the halacha is a shir, he's not aware of, that's only halacha Mishmas Sinai, it's not a clear pasuk, I understand where he's coming from, he had to ask the Rav. When it comes to the din of Erev Shemesh, that's a clear pasuk in the Torah. Of course he knows. Who doesn't know Chumash? So when you see him running to the mikvah ben Hashmash's time, no worries. Apparently he understands what he's getting into. I don't know that if he misses the deadline, his tefillah takes place during this twilight zone. He'll have to wait till the next night. So we had a discussion, a braisa. Number one, just as you can't be tevil a kli on Yom Tov, you can't be tevil ben Hashmashes leading into Yom Tov. It's a suffik yom, suffik laila. We're concerned about the possibility that it's already Yom Tov. Next case, you see a fellow running to the mikvah during the weekdays. It's ben Hashmashes time. Tanakama says, no worries. I'm sure he knows what he's doing. Shimon says, we are worried, and the Gemara explained the background for the machlekes. The Mishnah mentioned that at some point, in some cases, we're not concerned about tefillah even on Yom Tov. Umatbilim megav legav. Tana Rabban, ketan megav legav. What exactly is this? Haroitza lasis gitoi. The person was tevil his kli with the intent to use it for olive pressing. He changed his direction, so I had to use it for pressing of grapes in his wine press. He'd like to be tovel it again. He doesn't have to. It's just a chumrah. Rambam says it's not removal of tumah, which has already been done the first time he was tovel. It's just a sefas tahara, new concept, adding tahara through tefillah. There's no concern of doing that on Yom Tov. Haraita lasas gita. He wants to use the kli for his gat, for his wine press. Algav kadeh, which was already prepared for kadeh, his pitcher, some say badeh, his oil press. In any case, he changed designation. He wants to be tovel it again as a chumrah, or in the other way around. Vikado, he wants to use it for his cut, for his olives, algav gitoy, when he already prepared it for his wine press and was already toiled it. Oyser, the Braisa says you can use it without any tefillah. So min hadin, no tefillah is required whatsoever. So pertaining to our case, if he decides to add another kedusha, another tahara by being toiled again, perfectly fine. The gzeir of the chachamim was not to be toiled at tefillah, which is tame, for the reasons we mentioned yesterday. Out of haste, might carry through the street. It looks like it's being a sakan, etc. But it's just a chumrah, just a tesefas tahara, no concern. Another example of this heter is keitzah mechabur lechabur. Mishnah says you can be tovel mechabur lechabur. It's referring to the Korban Pesach, which was eaten in a group echabur. Hayoichel bechabur zu. So he was planning on eating with this group and tovel this kli for that purpose. V'roitzelechel bechabur chacheres. He decides to switch groups. They can do so without being tovel as kli again. So getting back to Yom Tov, if he decided to be tovel as kli, to add tahara, to redesignate its function, that's mutar. That's just a tesefas tahara, not included in the iser tevil as kelim on Yom Tov. Continues the Mishnah. We know that there are several karbonis meant to be brought by an individual on Yom Tov, on the Shalosh Regalim. We have an oilas ri'ya on account of visiting the Beis HaMikdash, that's a korban oila. We have shalmi chagiga, a shlamim, which of course is partially consumed by its owner. So you bring that on Yom Tov itself. And then we're going to have another korban called shalmi simcha, which is really just a way to supply one oneself with meat to help celebrate simchas Yom Tov. The Mishnah will focus on oilas ri'ya and shalmi chagiga. Can they be brought on the Yom Tov itself, not on Chol HaMoed, but on the actual Yom Tov, first day of Pesach, first day of Sukkot, etc.? So the shalmi chagiga you can bring, because that's something that you're going to benefit from. It's called Eichel Nefesh. It's a personal hanah. This is another shaila. What about smicha on a carbon on Yom Tov? Smicha involves, it entails leaning on the carbon while you say the vidui, which sort of transfers, as the Ramban explains, it's pretty much designating the carbon as a carbon to Hashem instead of the person. So by leaning on it, b'chol koyche, with all those koyach, just totally transferring your energy to the carbon, is sort of designating the carbon instead of you as a carbon to Hashem. Now, during Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's the Issa d'Rabbanan. Issa d'Rabbanan to use an animal, can be mishtamash balichayim. Therefore, say b'shamay, smicha on the carbon, do that erev Yom Tov, don't do it on Yom Tov. So we have two separate shailas here. Which karbanos are you going to bring on Yom Tov? And how do you go about it regarding smicha? So smicha was actually the first machlekes in history. And here we're going to have machlekes b'shamay, you say no smicha on Yom Tov, b'shamay going to say yes. Then regarding which carbon are you meant to bring, B'Shama says strictly the shlomim, because that's something you personally will benefit from. It's called Eichel Nefesh. Continues the Mishnah, Avaloi Eilus. You can't bring the Eilus Re'iyah, which is completely, totally for Hashem. You can't do Eichel Nefesh for that purpose. You can't do Melacha for that purpose. That's not Eichel Nefesh. So of course the obligatory carbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, Tamid, Musaf, they would bring. But your own personal carbonis, wait until Chol HaMoed. So shlomim gives you personal benefit, yes, that's Eichel Nefesh, but not the Oila. No difference. Maybe in Shlomim, maybe Oila, so you could bring the Shalmi Chagiga and the Oila Sri'ya. The Gemara explained the reason. Number two, you can do Smicha on both Karbanis. So number one, regarding Smicha, Bishami say no Smicha on Yom Tov, Bishil say yes Smicha. And regarding which Karban, Bishami say only something which gives you personal Hana, the Shlomim, but not the Oila. Bishil say Shlomim and Oila. Amar ulu machlekes b'shama chagiga lismeich. Number one, regarding smicha, you have the shalmei chagiga, which according to all you can bring because you personally benefit from it. But regarding smicha, b'shalmei say no smicha. Idunga, yeah. It's a derabbanon unnecessarily, whereas we still say you can do smicha on the shlamim on yom tov. That's number one. And regarding va'olas re'il likarev, can I bring the olas re'il on yom tov? B'shalmei savrei no. Because the pasuk says of chagoyisim oisei chag laHashem, you meant to celebrate with the chagiga. That's the carbon shlomim, chagiga. In you could only bring the shlomim, oilas riyah aloy, but not the oilas riyah. That's kulei laHashem. That should not be brought on Yom Tov, rather on Chol HaMoed. B'Chilul Safri, the pasuk says chagoyisim oisei chag laHashem. We learn from there laHashem, kol de laHashem. Anything, even something completely for Hashem, like an oil, can be brought as well. So two shailas. Smicha b'shame no b'sil yes. Oilas re'iya b'shame no b'sil yes. Aval nador unadabis. What about other types of karbanos which you've committed to bring to the Beis Hamikdash? A donation throughout the year, decided to bring it today. Divrei HaKol all agree that's off limits. On Yom Tov, bring it on Chol HaMoed. Divrei HaKol ain't craving be Yom Tov. You have no business bringing it on Yom Tov. Rather wait for Chol HaMoed. V'chein omar v'adabar avo, nadorim nadavis, ain't craving be Yom Tov, they're not to be brought in Yom Tov. As we're going to see in Rashi. So let's go down to Rashi. It's going to be the seventh wide line. Actually, the sixth. Masnis, mevin shlamim. Be Yom Tov. Why is a shlamim to be brought on Yom Tov? V'sheyesh v'nechilos adam, you're going to have personal gain. Part of it is given to the owner. And therefore, it's called Eichel Nefesh. Ve'in soim chen aleim, but you can't do smicha according to Beit Shammah. Sha'a smicha asura mishm shavuz. It's in the Rabban Shav, chal koicha yusaymich. You're totally leaning on the animal, v'avali mishtamash ba'lechayim, using an animal, v'tanan ein roich v'nal gabe behim. So that's regarding the shlamim. But regarding the oila, don't bring it at all. Avaloi oila is ein mevi'in oila is chutz mitmidim, of course, the standard kabbarnas on the base of midish, you can bring tmidim, m'safin, shei kabbarn tzibur, z'man kavua. But your personal oila, even though it is somewhat Yom Tov related, you don't have to bring it today. Lo yavi, because there's no personal consumption there. Uksiv yasa lachem echol nefesh only for your personal hana. V'lo legavoy as opposed to something which is meant for Hashem. Continues Rashi Gemara. Machloikes b'shama chagigul ismich v'oilas really kariv. Mas nisin the moedot havaya b'shlamim lahavi. All agree that you can bring the shama chagigul. The question is regarding smicha. Why do everybody agree? Why does even Beshame agree that you can bring the Shama Chagiga on Yom Tov? Something to be brought today. So that's something to be brought today, and you have personal hanah from it. As opposed to the oila, where there's a machlekes, oilas re'iya. According to Beshama, you can't bring. According to Beisil, yes. He who took a shor Beisil, why did Beisil allow? Explains Rashi. But Beisil shall Yom Tov. The fact is, it is Yom Tov related. Then afkalon mivelo yiro panei reikam. So that's the machlekes. But when it comes to karbonas which aren't Yom Tov related, avol darim adavis hoyel ve'ein zmanon hayoyim. Klal, there's no reason to bring it today. Divrei HaKol and kraven. Afilu shlamim mekolshken oilas. You can't bring any of them. Whether shlamim, certainly not an oila. Do you have a chazman? Bring it afterwards. V'avagav dechagiga. Re'iya. Yesh lem tashlom shokol shiva. Asks Rashi Akasha. You can't bring a nether and a dove on Yom Tov because bring it afterwards. Well, guess what? Shalmei chagiga and oilas re'iya. You don't have to bring it on the first day. You meant to. But if you miss the first day, you can bring it all throughout Yom Tov. So why don't we bring it chol HaMoed? Still, says Rashi, Beisila allow you to bring even on Yom Tov. Shoraba, there's a gears to Shoraba, Beisila, Shemi Ya'anis, perhaps something will happen and he'll be prevented from bringing the karma throughout Yom Tov. V'loya kriveno b'shara yam. And once Yom Tov is over, it's too late. V'tanan over a regular chag, ene chai v'achar yusei. Once you've passed Yom Tov, you missed the opportunity. As the more later explains, that's why we still allow you to bring it on Yom Tov on the first day as well, because don't take chances. There is an interest, there's a reason, there's a benefit in bringing it on the first day. Don't linger, don't delay, for you might miss the opportunity altogether. So to summarize, This whole discussion only applies to Yom Tov related karbanis. B'shamay say, Ishlami Chagig you can bring because that's meant for your personal achila. Ulas Riyah is off limits. B'shil say, Ulas Riyah as well can be brought in Yom Tov. Because it is a Yom Tov related karban, don't take chances, don't wait, don't delay. When it comes to non-Yom Tov related karbanis, Nedarim and Davis, whether Shlamim or Ulas, wait until Chol HaMoed, there's no reason to bring it on the first day of Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara. Really, is that so? Meisvei, listen to this kash. A brisa, which will tell us that even a non-Yom Tov related karban, a shlam of neder or nedava, which he so happened to decide to bring today, you can bring it according to Bishil. That's a kasha on the Chiddush of Ulu, who says nedar and nedava is off the table on Yom Tov. Meisvei, Amar Shimon Lozim. There's no machlokes between the two. Al oila sheinu shel yom tov. If you have an oila which already has one sort of negative factor, it's oila l'Hashem. It's not going to give you any achila. Number two, sheinu shel yom tov. It's a nether. It's an adava, not associated with yom tov. So you have two strikes against it. All agree sheinu kriva b'yom tov. That can't be brought in yom tov. There's no reason to bring it today. On the other hand, if you have a carbon that has two positive elements. Val Shlomim, so number one, it's going to provide you with achila. Number two, Shehen Shal Yom Tov. It is Yom Tov related. Shalmei Chagig. All agree you could bring it. Even Beishamai agree. Shekreven be Yom Tov. Amanachalku. When then does Machlekes apply? Al Oyla Shehen Shal Yom Tov. If you have one positive and one negative factor, for instance, an Oyla, so it's a negative thing because it's Kalal Hashem, it doesn't provide with achila. But it's Shal Yom Tov. It's Oyla Sriya. It is Yom Tov related. Another example, Val Shlomim, which has a positive element there because it provides Eichel Nefesh to the owner. But it has one thing in the negative, Sh'ein and Shal Yantav. It's not a Yantav related car, but it's a nether and a double, which he happened to bring today. So two examples, two cases, where each one of these cases has one positive and one negative element. Here we have the Machlekes. Shebe Shama Eimer, Lo Yavi, don't bring it. One positive element doesn't allow, doesn't justify. You can bring it even as a result of that positive element. Pretty clear that even a non-Yantiv related shlamim can be brought according to Beis Hillel. That's a kasha of the previous Madama. Let's reinterpret the brisa as follows. In a way we're going to conclude that a neder and a dove, which is not a yantav related carbon, can't be brought according to all shittas, even according to Beis Hillel. Amar Rav Shimon Lazar, let's rephrase the price. Lo nechku beisham Beis Hillel, there's no discussion between these two. Al oilo shlamim sheinu shel yantav. On any carbon which isn't associated with yantav, it's just a neder and a dove, which he happened to bring today. That's off limits. There's no justification for bringing it on yantav. Shein kreven be yantav. So here we go. This fits with the Ula. So of course, this you can't bring. On the other hand, Val Shlomim Shen Shal Yantav, Shekrevim Yantav. A Shlomim which is Yantav related, Shalmei Chagiga, according to all Shittas, you can bring it, as we learned in the Mishnah. Even Mishami agree. A Yantav related Shlomim can be brought. That's Eichel Nefesh. Ama Nechelku. When then does Machlekes apply? Al Oyla Shen Shal Yantav, on the Oyla Sriya. It's a Yantav related carbon, but it's not Eichel Nefesh. Shem Shami, I mean, Lo Yavi. They don't allow. Ubisalayim Yavi. Because it'll say, even an oila which is kolil Hashem doesn't provide you with achila, it's yantav related, bring it anyways. So according to this interpretation, all agree neder and adava you can't bring on yantav. There's no reason to bring it. Bring in chayla ma'id. Shamei chagiga, you can bring according to all shittas, because that provides eichel nefesh. Oila sriya, v'shamei say no, v'shamei say yeah. But we have to sort of reinterpret and rephrase and reword the brisa so that it's consistent with the opinion expressed in the Gemara earlier. Ula's opinion that neder and adava can't be brought according to all shittas. Rav Yosef Amar. To this, Rav Yosef responds and he says, why reword the brisa? Why go through that bother? Tanoi shaklas me'alma. Have you removed all the tanoim, all the authors of the brisas from the world? You have nobody left, meaning I will find you a Tana who supports Ula. So it's a machalik is Tanoim. Leave the Brisa as is. perhaps even a neder and a davar can be brought on Yom Tov. A shlomim, which is a neder, according to Beis Hillel, can bring it on Yom Tov. How does it fit with Ula, who disagreed with that? He's following a different shita. Listen to this. Tanoim, it's machlekes tanoim. So we had one brisa, the one that we just mentioned. If you don't reinterpret it, just leave it as is intact. It seems to say that even a neder and a davar can be brought on Yom Tov. We have another brisa which disagrees, and that's going to be the source for Ula's opinion. If you have a Yom Tov related shlomim, you want to bring it on Yom Tov, meaning Shamech Hagigah. Go ahead and do it. Samech Leim Erev Yom Tov. Of course, Smicha you can't do on Yom Tov, do it before Yom Tov. But when it comes to Veshoichta Be Yom Tov, the actual processing can be done on Yom Tov. It's a Shamech Hagigah, it's called Eichel Nefesh. Ubisilu Aimrim, Samech Leim Be Yom Tov. Number one, Smicha can be done on Yom Tov itself. Veshoichta Be Yom Tov, and the Shechita as well. That's because it's a Yom Tov related carbon. Av Nadarim and Davos, Divra Kol, and Kraven Be Yom Tov. But just an ordinary neder and a dava can be brought on Yom Tov. And Ula follows this Tana. So conclusion. We have Nachlekes, Beshami, Besil. Pertaining to two topics. Which carbon and how do you bring it? So which carbon? We have a choice of two. Shalmei Chagiga and Oilas Re'ia. All agree Shalmei Chagiga can be brought. Oilas Re'ia, which goes on the Mizbech with no personal benefit, Bisham may say, you can't bring it on Yom Tov. Basil, allow it. Next Machlokes is regarding Smicha on Yom Tov. Bisham may say, do it Erev Yom Tov. There's no need to do it in close proximity to the Akrava. There's no justification to do the Yisidur Abon on Yom Tov. Basil will say, no, it has to be done in close proximity to the Shechita. That necessitates a Smicha on Yom Tov itself. Now regarding Nedarim and Nedavis, we had two opinions. And concluded, according to one brisa, well, there's no difference between Nadar and Nadavis and Yom Tov related Karban. It's the same discussion between Shammai and Basil applied to both cases. According to the other Shita, when it comes to Nadar and Nadavis, which aren't Yom Tov related Karban, all agree. You meant to wait for Chol HaMoed. Continues the Gemara. V'hani Tanai, we found another pair of Tanoim in the following brisa. Ki Hani Tanai, we're having the same discussion as the previous Tanoim. Whether or not you can bring a neder or a nadava on Yom Tov. Desanya, listen to this price. Ein mevi'in toida b'chagam matzis. You're not meant to bring a carbon toida on Pesach. B'pnei chametz shabbat, because it has a chametz element within it. There are four types of breads brought with the carbon toida, one of them being chametz. You can't bring it on Yom Tov of Pesach. V'loi ba'atzeres, nor can you bring the carbon toida, which is really a voluntary carbon. You can't bring it on Shavuos. B'pnei shu Yom Tov. You can't bring a neder or a dava on Yom Tov. Aval mevi adam toidosu b'chagas sukkos, but you can bring the toid on chagas sukkos. We're speaking during Chol HaMoed. So that's the Tanakama. Bring it on sukkos. Reb Shimon Omer, and the Gemara later will explain what Reb Shimon had in mind here. But this is what he said. Harei Yohomer, if you take a look at the Pasuk, it reads as follows. The Pasuk begins by saying, you meant to come visit the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. And the Pasuk itemizes the 3 times. B'chaga Matzis, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos. And we learn from here. It's a pair, it's a bundle. Kol Shabbat B'chaga Matzis. Any carbon which was available to be brought on Pesach, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos, can be brought on the following Yom Tovim as well. The Gemara will soon explain what he had in mind here. In any case, he concludes, "V'chol shalei bo b'chagah matzis, the carbon which was not meant to be brought on Pesach, eina bo b'chagah shavuos, b'chagah sukkos, need not be brought on the following Yom Tovim as well." That's Rabbi Shimon. A little bit cryptic at this point, but let's conclude the brayse. Rabbi Elazar Shimon Aimer is a third shita. Maybe adam toidos b'chagah sukkos. You have a toida to bring it on sukkos. One more thing, v'yaitze bo yidei chivasa mishum simcha. We mentioned this earlier. There's a mitzvah of simchas haregel. Rashi says this was in the sky. This was fulfilled primarily with basar. During the Zman HaMikdash, we say ein simcha el b'basar, but you don't have to actually bring a special carbon to supply yourself with meat. If you happen to have a meat supply, say you brought a different carbon, you brought a toida, you have a bachar, for whatever reason you have another carbon sitting around, you have basar, you can use that for simchas yom tov. So, if you happen to have this korban toida, which you're bringing on Chol HaMoed, you can go ahead and bring it and use it for simcha. However, you can't apply it for your chiyav of shalmi chagiga. Why? Because that's an absolute chiyav. You have to bring a korban to be mekayim that mitzvah of shalmi chagiga. You can't use a toida which is already committed to another cause. So that's the brayse. Let's review the brayse. Amar. The Tanakhama begins by saying, "Ein mevi'in toida b'chagam matzis." Don't bring a toida on Pesach. V'pnei chametz shiva. Because it has chametz. Pshita. Isn't that pretty obvious? Amar adabed Rav Yitzchak. V'amr l'sam say Rav Shmuel bar Abba. Hocha bar Abba also asking. We're speaking about the 40th day of Nisan Erev Pesach. Tanakhama is coming to tell us, don't bring a toida on that day as well. What do you mean? It's before Pesach. I can still have chametz, at least for the first 4 hours of the day. Because Sarva Tanakhama holds, there's a concern. Ein mevin koshu meis apsul. I'm meant to prematurely burn kachem. You can't bring a korban in any manner where you're bringing about a premature psul, like in this case where you're bringing the toida at an hour where you know within a couple of hours you have a deadline. You're going to run out of time. You're going to have to burn the chametz prematurely. Don't bring it on Erev Pesach. Rather, bring it throughout the year when you have enough time. You have a day and a half to consume the entire korban. So don't bring it even on Erev Pesach. By the way, that's why we don't say Mizmor L'Soida on Pesach, because of this reason. It's not a time for Korban Toida. So Erev Pesach is out, and certainly on Pesach. V'lei Ba'atzeres, nor is Shvuos a suitable candidate for the Korban Toida, Meishu Yom Tov, because it's actually Yom Tov. There's no Chol HaMoed there. It's only Yom Tov. You can't bring a Toida then. It's not associated with Shvuos. It's another Adava. Bring it a different time. Because Sover, Katan Kama holds, Nedarim Nadav is encrypted by Yom Tov. You can't bring another Nadav on Yom Tov. So Pesach's out, Chag Atzeres is out. One option left. Havel Mevi Adam Toidas v'Chag HaSukkis. You can bring it on Sukkis, meaning on Chol HaMoed. Continues the Gemara. Amos, what do you mean when he said Chag HaSukkis? Ilam Mevi Yom Tov Atzmei. Did he mean on the Yom Tov itself, not on Chol HaMoed? That can't be. For Amrus, for about Seres, you just told me you can't bring it on Shavuos Bnei Shu Yom Tov because you can't bring it on Yom Tov. Ela b'Chol HaMoed. Apparently, we're speaking on the Chol HaMoed of Sukkot. So that's the Tanakam. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon responds by saying like this: Harayu Omer b'Chag Matzis, b'Chag Shavuos, b'Chag Sukkot. The pasuk lists all the Yom Tovim in order: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. We learn from here: Kol Shavuos b'Chag Matzis, a korban that can be brought on Chag Matzis. Boa b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos can be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos as well. V'chol sh'lei boa b'chag ha-matzis, a korban that cannot be brought on Chag ha-matzis, einu boa b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Likewise, cannot be brought on Shavuos or Sukkos. The Gemara is assuming you can't bring it anytime on Sukkos. Why? A toida is a neder, a nedava. It doesn't justify melacha, shchita, even on Chol HaMoed. Mask for Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira had a kasha. What do you mean? Hashtas lusim is altina. Look, you can even go ahead and chop wood on Chol HaMoed if it's Latzerach HaMoed. And Dora Medavis Mibayu? Do you need to tell me that you can go ahead and bring a carbon on Chol HaMoed? Of course you can. Why not? It's Latzerach HaMoed. You're going to consume it on Yom Tov. Amar Abaye, Abaye responds, Bakrova, when it comes to be makar of the carbon toida on Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, of course, Gulam Ali, Pligid, the Shari, all agree it's Mot, that wasn't the discussion here. What then was Reb Shimon presenting? A totally new concept. Bal Ta'achar. Ki Pligi, Machlekes, between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, pertains to an entirely different topic. L'meikim Ali Bal Ta'achar. We know that a person is meant to bring his nether and dover as soon as possible. There's a law called don't delay, don't linger. The question is, how long does one have to wait for that love to be activated? That's going to be the shaila in this price. So there was a hidden machlekes here as well regarding Baal Ta'achar. It seems that the price is only discussing when you can bring the korbanos, but really behind the scenes there was another machlekes going on as well regarding the extent of the issur Baal Ta'achar. See, here we go. Tanakama Savar. Tanakama held like this. Firstly, he said, well, don't bring the Toida unless it's Chol HaMoed. Okay, that's straightforward, because he holds you can't bring an Eder and Davon Yom Tov. So the only time you can bring it is Chol HaMoed Sukkos. That's number one. Number two, at one point is he getting into trouble with Baal Ta'achar? Tanakama Savar Shalosh Rigolim Omer Achmona. When Torah speaks about the three Rigolim, which are a catalyst for the Issa of Baal Ta'achar, Shalosh Rigolim Omer Achmona, Afil G'shleik Sidran, even if it's out of order. Once three Yomim Tovim pass, even if it's out of order, he committed to bring a Toida right before Sukkot's time. Sukkot passes, no carbon. Pesach, no carbon. Shavuos, no carbon. He was able Baal Ta'achar. Afilu Shalei Kisidron, even if it's out of order. Instead of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, it was Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, he's over. And therefore, Tanakama says like this, the way Rashi explains. Tanakama is coming to give you some good advice. He says, look, you can't bring Toida on Chag HaMatzis because of the Chametz issue. Nor on Atzeres, it's Yom Tov. Neder and Dova can't be brought on Yom Tov. However, says Tanakamo, Avo mevi adam toidase b'chag ha-sukkos. He's giving you some good advice. That if you happen to have your commitment made before Sukkos, even if it's your first Yom Tov, right? You committed before Sukkos, it's your first opportunity, bring it right away. You know why? I'll tell you why. If you miss this opportunity, you'll be in trouble. You have to make a special trip to Yerushalayim. Why? Because you have three Yomim Tovim, right? Until Baal Ta'achar. Sukkot you didn't do. Pesach you can't bring the Toida. Shavuos you can't either. So you're going to get yourself into trouble. Either you're going to have to stay around after Shavuos or come special. So take my advice, says Tanakama. Bring it on Sukkot. If you annoyed it before Sukkot, bring it right away. That's Tanakama. Reb Shimon Savar, Reb Shimon disagrees. He says, Kisidron in, Shaloi Kisidron loy. When we say three regalim, three of them type and trigger Baal Ta'achar, in order. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Therefore, says Reb Shimon. I want to take a look at the Lashon. It'd be very nice to see it inside. So you go back with one finger on the place here, go back to the Braisa up on top. Momentarily. So now it's five lines from the top. If you take a look at the words of Reb Shimon, the way the Gemara is presenting it now, he meant like this. Reb Shimon Omer, Hari Omer, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos, U'B'chag HaSukkos. And we learn from there that it has to go in order to create the Baal Ta'achar concern. Kol Shavu B'chag HaMatzis, a carbon which was already available to be brought for Pesach, meaning he committed to bring the carbon for Pesach. But b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos, has to be brought within the next three yomim tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos. That's it. That's the deadline. However, v'kol shalei bo b'chag ha-matzis, suppose his commitment, his promise only came after Pesach. There was no chiv as yet by Pesach. The carbon was not available to be brought on Pesach. So he was mechayiv himself the carbon between Pesach and Shavuos. Eineibo b'chag ha-shavuos b'chag ha-sukkos need not be brought throughout the following two yomim tovim with respect to Baal Ta'achar. Meaning he really has five yomim tovim, right? If you committed before Pesach, it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Kisidron. That's it. Then comes Baal Ta'achar. But if his commitment only came after Pesach, so he has to wait until the next Pesach, which starts the sequence again. So he really has five Yom Tovim to bring his carbon, Shavuos and Sukkos. Now start Baal Ta'achar, Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos. That's the deadline. So there's no rush. That's Reb Shimon. Let's go back down. Reb Shimon Sover Kisidron in Kishlei Kisidron Loi. The Baal Ta'achar only gets triggered when you have three Yom Tovim in a row, in a sequence. That's a set. The set of Yom Tovim is Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos. That's a full, sort of the full, annual cycle of Yom Tovim. That's the way it works. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, he disagrees. He has a third shita when it comes to Baal Ta'achar. And what did he say? Maybe Adam Toidase b'chag ha-sukkos. A person can go ahead and bring a Toida on Sukkos. Now, at face value, it seems that he's only telling us halacha regarding bringing a carbon on Chol HaMoed. Amos, when is he bringing it? Which part of Sukkos? The Yom Tov aspect or the Chol HaMoed part? It's an achilu moed element. Hanatanakama. It's exactly what the Tanakama said. You could only bring another davar on chol moed, not on yomtiv. Why is he repeating the same halacha? Elo be yomtiv. Apparently, he was coming to add, no Tanakama. There's no restriction. You can bring the nether and davar even on yomtiv itself, even on the first day of Sukkot. Okasavar, nedarim, on a davar is created by yomtiv. In fact, he will hold that a toida, which is a nether and a davar, can be brought even on yomtiv. So at this point, we already found Amachlekes. We were looking for two Tanoim disagreeing regarding Neder or Nadav on Yamtiv, which will correspond to the previous Machlekes and Amar Al. And we found it. Tanakama, and perhaps a Pshimon as well, will hold. You can't bring a Toida on Yamtiv, only a Chalom Moed. Neder and Nadav, only a Chalom Moed. Pshimon, Rezer Pshimon clearly says you can bring it, even on Yamtiv. Okay, one more thing. Umayish Nochag Asukas the Nakat. One more question. Why did Rezer Pshimon have to pick Sukkot? If the point he was trying to make was simply that a neder can be brought on Yom Tov, he could have said on Shavuos too. Why do you have to pick Sukkot? Oh, apparently there's another message here. A Baal Ta'acha related point that he's trying to make. He's trying to put his opinion into the mix as well. Third Chita. Right? Tanakama said in order. Reb Shimon said even out of order. Here comes Reb Lezer Shimon. He's going to hold that. You know what triggers Baal Ta'achar? One Yomtiv. And which one? Sukkot. That's it. It's the only Yomtiv that triggers Baal Ta'achar. So if you let Sukkot pass you by, not having brought your carbon, you're over Baal Ta'achar. That's the point he was trying to make. That if you're committing yourself to bring a carbon before Sukkot, bring it right away. You have one chance. Sukkot is the trigger. Sukkot activates Baal Ta'achar, as we're going to see in the following brace. Again, why did Reb Lezer Shimon pick Sukkot as an example for the carbon, for the yomtiv, to bring your carbon? Or is Reb Shimon Tameh? Because he's following his shita, the sanya. Reb Shimon Omer, lo yom chagas Sukkot. If you take a look at the psukim there, find something interesting. We're speaking about Sukkot. And then the Torah goes over the yomim tovim, chag Pesach, chag Matzis, chag Shavuos, chag Sukkot. Why does the Torah have to repeat Sukkot? We're already discussing Sukkot. So it seems to be superfluous with a message embedded within. There's no need to spell out Sukkot. That's a topic of conversation. Why was it spelled out? When it comes to Baal Ta'achar, you have to follow the Yom Tovim sequence. If you allow Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot to pass you by in that order, with Sukkot being the last, Shazah Achroi, Baal Ta'achar kicks in. But otherwise, Baal Ta'achar does not get activated. So it has to be Keseder. That's a Shimon Shita, as we just mentioned. Well, Shimon Oimer, Lezer disagrees. Loimer Shazah Goyim. You know why Sukkot was mentioned in this pasuk again? To teach you that's the Goyim. That's the Yomtiv which activates Baal Ta'achar. So if you commit it before Sukkot, and Sukkot is coming, make sure to bring it right then. You don't have three opportunities. Sukkot, it's one Yom Tov and that's it. That's the last one. That's the the confirmation of all the Yom Tov. That's going to be the one that activates your Baal Ta'achar. So that was his point in the Brisa as well. When he said, bring it on Sukkot, he meant two things. Firstly, to bring a nether on Yomtiv in disagreement with the Tanakhama, that's one machlekes. Number two, he was making his case regarding Baal Ta'achar. You don't need three Yomim Tovim to create the Baal Ta'achar, even one, and that Yomtiv is Sukkot. So, in conclusion, we had a Braisa which contained two separate machlekes. So, we have three sheets: Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Lezer Shimon. So, number one, regarding Nedarim and Nedava is to be brought on Yom Tov. Tanakama Rav Shimon say no. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon says yes. Regarding Baal Ta'achar, Tanakama says Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot is even out of order. Is going to generate Baal Ta'achar. Rav Shimon says it has to be three Yom Tovim in order. Pesach, then Shavuos, and Sukkot, and then Baal Ta'achar gets activated. According to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Sukkot is the sole Yom Tov which activates Baal Ta'achar. Continues the Gemara. One more thing we learned in the Braisa. that the Korban Toida can be used to supply basar, to generate simcha. But not to be yaitse a chayva. You can't use it for the shama chagiga pshita, of course. Says the Gemara, isn't that obvious? Dava shama chayva. Shama chagiga is something you have to bring. Chodava shama chayva, ain't it but element achulim. A karma chayva can only be supplied using personal funds. You can't take a behema of a carbon and apply it to another chiv. So what's the chiddush of the braisa? Like tzricha. The chiddush is that we're speaking about the following case. The afaka of the parish. Even in the case where he spelled it out. He says, look, I'm committing to bring a carbon toida. What's the condition? I want to use it for my chagiga. Two birds with one stone. It doesn't work. It's not up to him. That's the chiddush of the price. So if it's a ready-made toida, of course you can't apply it for a different chiv. The chiddush is, even if he stipulated it at the time of commitment, it doesn't work. As Rav Shimon asked Rabbi Yechon, what about the following case? I'm committing to bring a karma toida, but with one condition. I want to use it for my karma chagiga as well. Another example. I'm committing to be a nazir, which entails karbanis as well. I have lots of maser sheni money sitting in my drawer. I want to use that to purchase my karbanis nazir. Ma, what is the halacha? Can you do that or not? Amalei, Rabbi Yechon responds, no, absolutely not. Nader, he's committed to bring the karban toida and can't use it for his shalmi chagiga. Nazir, he's committed to be a nazir. He can't shave. It's just a term for the whole process that takes place when he completes the nazir, shaving and bringing the karbanis. He can't purchase those karbanis with his master sheni money. It's not up to him. And Rashi explains, because once he expresses that commitment, I'm bringing a toida, it's too late. It's a full commitment. So even though he comes back and adds, well, I want to use this for that, doesn't work. I'm going to be a nazir, too late. That's a commitment. So even though he adds, I'm going to use master sheni money, it's after the fact, it can't work. Tosis points out that if he would have done it the other way around, if he would have said, look, I'm going to, on condition that I can use this for chagiga, I am committed to be a nazir, or something like that, he says it would work. Okay, so what did we learn today? Just as you're not toivel kli on Yom Tov, you don't do it ben hashmashes. If you see a fellow rushing to the mikvah ben hashmashes during a weekday, Tanakhama says, no worries, he knows what he's doing. Rav Shimon says, go over there and tell him that if he misses the deadline, he has to wait until tomorrow night for Erev Shemesh. A tefillah, which is just a chumrah, is mutar on Yom Tov. We had two machlekes in the Mishnah. Smicha on a carbon. Could be shami, no smicha on Yom Tov. Could be silla, yes. Now regarding what type of carbon to be brought. Vishami say, shami chagiga, yes. Because that's something personal. Something that you have personal achila from. Whereas an oilas ri'ya, which is kulil Hashem, no. Could be silla, both are acceptable. Regarding nidarim and davis, which aren't really Yom Tov related. We have two shitas in the Gemara. One shita says, well, the same allowance would apply according to Beis Hillel regarding a shlamim of a neder and dava. Whereas the other shita says, nedarim and dava is not meant to be brought in Yom Tov altogether, rather on Chol HaMoed. We proceeded with another braisa that also contained the same achlekes. Regarding nedarim and dava, according to Nakama, Shimon, you can't bring it on Yom Tov. According to Leather, Shimon, you can. And also regarding Baal Ta'achar, is an issa to delay bringing a carbon, according to Nakama, that applies once three Yom Tovim had passed by, even Shalei Kisidron out of order, according to Rav Shimon, Dafka Kisidron, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. According to the last sheet of Rav Shimon, Sukkos is the one that triggers Baal Ta'ach. We concluded that Dabar Shabachayva Eina Ba'el Men Achulim. So the only way to be Yaitse Yechiv is by purchasing the carbon, by applying personal funds rather than funds which belong to Maaser Sheni or another carbon used for this purpose as well. It doesn't work. And therefore, if he says, I'm bringing a toida on condition I'll use the carbon for a chagiga, it doesn't work. I'm bringing a nazir on condition I'll use Maaser Sheni money, it doesn't work. But going to Tosfos, if he starts with a condition, in that case, it works. Kotev to you and much atzlacha.